Hey, what's up, guys? Your boy Johnny Buck here in the Day Zero podcast. Thank you guys for joining. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Again, a little bit of housekeeping first. If you guys get any value out of this, if you get any benefit, whatever it is, please do me a favor and share it. I'm not going to put any fucking money behind growing this. I want to do it by value exchange. So if you guys get something out of this, please do me a solid and share with somebody you know, somebody you care about, somebody that you can benefit from this. So let's go ahead and jump right into the show today. So we're going to talk about sympathy, empathy, and the hero, right? So what I want to do is talk about these three things. Okay. I just got back from the Hall of Fame, one of the Hall of Fame conferences, a monthly meetup I do with Mike Claudio and his team, or Mike Claudio and the guys that he coaches. And we talked about empathy and sympathy. And I'll tell you right now, my empathy is very, very minimal. It's very, very short term. At least I thought it was. And what I mean by that is by your normal definition of it, I'm going to pull it up just so I don't feel as stupid. The normal definition of empathy, I just don't jive with. I just can't fucking get behind that. So the normal, Oxford Languages dictionary version is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another, right? His total lack of empathy, he has a total lack of empathy for anybody is the sentence they used. But this is the problem I've had. And I think this is a really good clarification because my wife and I have been talking about this a good bit. and then Rene Brown talks about it. And I think that is really, really where it matters. I think her definition is, Brene Brown. Anyways, it's on TED Talk. Check it out. Really good. I think their definition of empathy is what we need to do, because I'm going to tell you right now, the society we're in is a fucking pity party. It's a race to the bottom. Who's can get the most likes on social media for feeling the worst? Who has the worst life? Who has the most obstacles in front of them? Who has the most challenges? And when I was a kid, when I was growing up, it was who overcame the most, who was able to have the biggest fucking obstacle, and there's multiple obstacles stacked against them, and they were able to overcome that. And right now it's, oh, I'm oppressed, oh, it's this, it's oh that, you know, it's all this bullshit of why you can't succeed. And people, oh yeah, I have the same thing, but mine is worse. Oh, I have that too, and this, and mine is also worse. So right now you're seeing a trend in society where sympathy, right? The sympathy, or the bullshit definition of empathy that Oxford has, fuck them. The bullshit definition of empathy is where you can see that they are your ability to understand and share the feelings of another. I think that's where the problem really lies, right? So right now we're, you know, outside of that aspect, you know, we have the social media whore. I want to be, get the most likes or sadness or comments. And listen, I'm going to give you guys a pro tip right now. If you see somebody who has more than two fucking posts a week looking for attention, get rid of that motherfucker from your life. You don't need them. They're a problem. They're not going to help you get to where you want to be. They're going to be giving you a headache. Just constant negative shit. Unfollow, block. I don't care if it's your fucking mother. Get rid of them, right? It's important that we do this because we need to make sure our life is surrounded by positivity, man. The group of guys I'm hanging out with right now is unfucking believable. And I generally feel better every single time I'm around them. It's about once a month. I feel obligated to become a better person up until that point. And then I feel obligated to continue growing that way to give back, because I feel like they're giving me so much by being around. So, I just wanted to, you know, talk about getting rid of those negative people. So back to the empathy thing. All right, empathy, by Dr. Brene Brown's definition, is, I want to read it, okay? it is, sympathy is to be, so we'll go with sympathy first. All right, sympathy is the, explains that sympathy for someone is in a deep hole, right? That's the, oh, I see you're in a deep hole. That sucks, okay? But empathy, this is where, let me just back up before I fuck this up. We'll go sympathy first. Sympathy. Hey, I see you're in a down in that deep hole. Okay. The sympathetic person may also try and put a simply put a silver lining on a person's situation instead of acknowledging their pain. But oh yeah, So sympathy is like, oh yeah, you know, you're down that hole. Well, you know, at least it's not raining. You know, they put a silver lining on this, the negative bullshit. Okay. We're empathetic people. And this is where I thought I had zero empathy. And I was a fucking monster to the point where I asked my therapist at one point, am I a sociopath? And she goes on this long fucking rant, 15 minutes of my fucking money. She goes, explains to me why I'm not a sociopath, why I'm not doing certain things and blah, 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 blah. I could have taken a fucking no at that point and have been cool. But am I a sociopath? No. You have some empathy. Okay, cool. Bye. Click. But the definition of empathy that I really like, right, the one I find to be – should be the most beneficial for society is this. Empathy is seen – and this is the example that Mike used. I want to continue with it because I drew it and it's amazing, right? Empathy is seeing somebody's on a boat and the boat is on fire. Right? I think this is an example you use. I don't know. My brain is crazy. So empathy is seeing that somebody's on a boat and that boat's on fire. I'm like, man, your fucking boat's on fire. That sucks. Right? You set that boat on fire yourself. Now, I understand that you are uncomfortable. Your boat is on fire. That sucks. But I'm not going to give into the pity party. I'm not going to be telling you that it's not your fault, or, you know, at least there's water underneath you, or whatever. At least there's no sharks. The thing is, I understand that you are in pain, and I can feel that. I understand that you are in pain. I get that, right? But I don't feel bad for you because you set the boat on fire yourself. And I think that is the difference where empathy is. From a coaching standpoint, for a true friend standpoint, right? I believe that you should be able to tell someone, if you genuinely fucking care about them, like, hey man, I know your boat's on fire and that sucks and I hate that situation for you, but you put that motherfucker on fire. You took the gas and matches to it. And that's where empathy really fucking shines. I don't feel the same pain as you because I didn't set my own fucking boat on fire. I do understand that you are in pain. I do understand you are uncomfortable, right? And this is where I think it's really important that we delineate that. Versus somebody with sympathy, right? They're going to go, hey, man, your boat's on fire. Let me come over here and give you a hug, right? The problem with that is you're like, no, it's okay. It's okay. We're gonna get through this. No, motherfucker, you're both on a burning boat at this point, both of you. So what I want you to do is have the wherewithal and have the sense that sympathy sucks. It's a pity party. I just don't believe it any other way. Sympathy sucks and it's a pity party because I'm not helping you. I'm not objective, all right? And I'm not saying, hey, man, listen, your boat's on fire. You set the motherfucker on fire. What are you going to do about it? Let me help you, okay? Here's where I get a bad rap. And the whole I hate Johnny Buck thing was stemmed from multiple things, and it is really – comments, the people who knew me and understood what I was talking about got it. But I'm like, hey, motherfucker, you set your boat on fire. What the fuck did you do that for? You're an idiot. All right. What are you going to do to fix it? Do this. No. All right. Fucking let it burn. Because what happens is I understand you're in pain. I do see that you're in pain. I just don't fucking care because you did it to yourself. That being said, I will help you. So this is where the quote unquote hero comes in. The hero, and I'm going to interchange sympathy and empathy because I don't fucking really care about either of them. I don't care about the definition, honestly. It does matter, but blah, 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 blah. Again, using my definition, empathy means that I can see you're in pain, but I'm not in pain with you because you did that stupid shit to yourself. Whatever the situation is. Well, I didn't get hit. I didn't make somebody hit me with their car. I didn't do this. Motherfucker, extreme ownership. We'll listen to this. It's not a podcast. We'll talk about it later. Okay. But I see that you're in pain. I understand that you're in pain. I'm not going to help you though. I'm not going to be there with you. I'm not going to let you bring me down because that's where the sympathy thing happens, right? Think about enabling, right? I'm going to use a homeless for a while because they've got more rights than I did as a business owner during COVID. I feel bad for the homeless. It sucks. You're outside and it's cold where it was cold, right? And it's raining and you don't have a place to stay. I understand that you hurt. I understand you are in pain. That's fucking true. I get it. What are you going to do to fix it? Now, here's the thing where I don't like the enabling, the sympathy part. The sympathy, most heroes, you know, they're playing hero. They use the sympathy aspect. They're like, oh, I'm sympathetic for their problem, blah, 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 right? What happens with the heroes is they enable them. All right, we talk about it in national parks. Don't feed the bears because they'll become dependent on that. They won't hunt for themselves, right? So the hero, the sympathetic person, will feed the bears. Oh man, that poor bear's hungry. That poor bear's hungry. I feel bad for that bear. Here's some fucking Yogi and Boo Boo snacks. Here's some Yogi and Boo Boo snacks. Here's a picnic basket, right? And they go through all these things, and what they're doing is they're stealing the fucking power from them. They're taking their power away because they feel bad. They need to play the hero, okay? The whole hero syndrome is about sympathetic people who are trying to make themselves feel better. It's realistically social justice warrior. They're a group that has a bad fucking rap. I'm going to be the hero and help them by alleviating all of their pain. I'm going to give them shit, right? When realistically the hero has empathy. The hero is my fucking self, all right? Yes, I just said I'm the hero, but hear me out why. And I'm going to show you guys how to be the hero. I'm going to wrap up with this, okay? The hero looks at this homeless dude, right? We're going to use him again. Hey, man, I understand you're cold. I do understand that you are hungry. I understand all of these things, okay? I'm not going to put your boat out. I'm not going to get my fire hose out and set your boat, that your boat's on fire and turn it off. What I'm going to do instead is this. Here's a bucket. Use that bucket, scoop water, throw that motherfucker on your boat. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. All right. If necessary, I will help you. I will show you how. I will use that bucket to throw water on 3-4 times. You got it? Cool. All right, cool. And I'm going to help you. I'm going to watch you make sure you can do it. That is the hero. Is the hero is the person who enables the person to help themselves. All right. That's where empathy really comes in. And that's, to me, that's what empathy really fucking is seeing somebody has a problem, telling them they have a fucking problem, not blaming them, but hey man, your boat's on fire. I don't know if you know that or not. Right. It's something I do a lot with my staff, my team, people I coach, people I have conversations with. Yeah. I see your life sucks, dude. What are you going to do about it? Right. A friend of mine sent me thing. He sent me, he goes, thank you for saving my life in 2020. Dude. I did not say, man, your life sucks. I fucking railed into him, right? I was like, you got a family, you got this, you got that. You need to fix your fucking shit. He sent me a message the other day thanking me for saving his life. And fucking dude, I'm glad I did. Had I continued pandering to his bullshit, he would have jumped off that bridge. Had I continued pandering to his bullshit, he wouldn't have the life he had today. And again, that's what a fucking hero is. And I'm not saying I'm a hero, but when you look at the dynamic of this, that's what a fucking hero is a person who sees that they are in pain, that shows true empathy. Hey, you are in pain. You need to fix your shit. This is how you fix your shit. And help hold their hand a little bit, all right? Don't do the fucking work for them. If I would have went on that bridge, snatched that motherfucker off, put him down on the ground, he'd be back on that fucking ledge soon as I walked away. That's where empathy is failing. I mean, that's where sympathy is failing. Empathy is holding that motherfucker accountable, showing him the way, leading from the front, being the fucking example that they know to be, right? So I don't believe that empathy is, I think sympathy is fucked. I think sympathy is stupid. There it is, right? I hate Johnny Buck right there. He's back, right? I think sympathy is fucking stupid. And you can hate me if you want to in this situation because I have the results to back up what I'm fucking saying. Brene Brown's way smarter than me, and she said something similar. You cannot feed the fucking bears and expect them to hunt or to learn to hunt. It's just a fucking fact. So what I want you guys to do instead is this. Show empathy. Understand that that motherfucker's boat's on fire, but do not climb in the boat with them. Do not get your fire hose out. Be like, hey, motherfucker, your boat's on fire. You set it on fire. You put yourself in this situation. Right, I'm going to help you get out, but not as much as you're going to help yourself. And that's how you guys are going to be able to really make an impact on the world. Stop feeling sorry for motherfuckers. every single thing, and this will be the next podcast, most likely, every single thing that has happened to you in your life is a result of your choices or your actions, right? Not your fault. You didn't get jumped in the alley. That's not your fault. You got jumped in the alley because you were in that position. Now, I'm not saying, oh, you're saying that people put, no, motherfucker, bad shit happens. But if you want to take it to an extreme example, which we'll talk about more in this next podcast, because I have new content ideas, right? The next thing, the next step realistically is understanding the reason you got jumped is because you can't fucking fight. The reason you got jumped is because you don't have confidence. Well, my parents abused me. Well, you know what? You're a fucking adult. Once you can start wiping your ass effectively, you are now responsible for all your choices. So what do? We can live from that, okay? And I'm going to talk more about the extreme ownership next time. But, you know, if you get beat up, if you get jumped, or whatever bad thing happens in your life, it's your responsibility to fix it. It's not your fault that it happened, right? But it's your responsibility to fix it. And that's where empathy ties in. It's not feeling bad for these people. Oh, man, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Enable them, empower them to fucking take care of themselves, because you can't take care of everybody else. It's just not possible, right? So I hope you guys got some value out of this. Please, if you got anything out of it, share. I love you guys. I want to see you win. I'll have this next part of the podcast up soon. But I really do think that this is one of the more powerful things I've heard. It was really great seeing it put into words and verified from somebody with a fucking PhD. Suck it. I'm smart. I really do think it's important. Right? I don't want you guys to think that feeling bad for somebody and helping, enabling them. I think that's the big one. We can't enable people. We have to help them. And sometimes that helping them is a hard conversation. Yo, motherfucker, you know why you have three different baby daddies? Because you make horrible fucking men's decisions. Because you don't take fucking birth control. Because you don't fucking do whatever it is, right? Do you have no fucking good credit history, or you can't get a job because you got fucking two DUIs? You chose to drink and drive, you dumb motherfucker. You lost your CDL because you decided beer was more important. So call them on their shit, but more importantly, show them the way to do it by living that example, being that guy. So I want you guys to empower other people to fucking live better lives, all right? You can do that by living your own life, all right? Get rid of fucking sympathy. Sympathy's bullshit. Show true empathy. Empathy says, hey, I see your boat's on fire. You made those decisions, all right? But let me coach you through those. All right, guys, I love you. I hope you had an awesome fucking week. If you have anything you need, please hit me up, and I will talk to you later. All right, bye.